Morning watch. Friday. Watching and being ready in order to be prepared by the Lord for his second and imminent coming. Suggested verses. Matthew 25:1-3. At that time, the kingdom of the heavens will be likened to 10 virgins who took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. But the prudent took oil in their vessels with their lamps. For the foolish, when they took their lamps, did not take oil with them. Revelation 19:7. Let us rejoice and exult, and let us give the glory to him, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has made herself ready. 2 Corinthians 11:2-3. For I am jealous over you with the jealousy of God, for I betrothed you to one husband, to present yourself as a pure virgin to Christ. But I fear, lest somehow, as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, your thoughts would be corrupted from the simplicity and the purity toward Christ. Proverbs 20:27. The spirit of man is a lamp of Jehovah, searching all the innermost parts of the inner being. Romans 12:11. Do not be slothful in zeal, but be burning in spirit, serving the Lord. Ephesians 5:18-20. And do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissoluteness, but be filled in spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and psalming with your heart to the Lord. Giving thanks at all times for all things, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, to our God and Father. Suggested reading. Matthew 25:1-13 addresses what will happen to the majority of the believers who will have died before the Lord's coming. 10 represents the majority of the believers, through all the generations who become drowsy and slept. Became drowsy signifies becoming sick, and slept signifies having died. While the Lord delays his coming back, the majority of the believers first become sick and then die. Oil signifies the Spirit of God. Lamps signifies the spirit of the believers, which contains the Spirit of God as the oil. Within the lamp, our regenerated spirit is the oil, the Holy Spirit. Man is a vessel made for God, and man's personality is in his soul. Hence, vessels here signifies the soul of the believers. Matthew 25:1-13 concerns our destiny for at least 1,000 years. If we do not pay the price required to buy the extra portion of oil in this age, the price we'll have to pay in the next age will be great, high, and costly. Virgins signify believers in the aspect of life. We are chaste virgins bearing the Lord's testimony in the dark age and going out of the world to meet the Lord. None of us knows the day or the hour of his coming. If you are not watchful in life, you will receive some dispensational punishment. What shall we do to meet him? We must be prepared. We are virgins going out to meet the one who is coming to us as the most pleasant person, as a bridegroom. In the solemn book of Matthew, he would not let us know when he would come. His not letting us know means that we have to be watchful and always keep ourselves exercised. We all are going out of the world to meet our bridegroom, bearing a lamp as a shining testimony. This lamp should be bright and shining, so it needs oil. Oil in typology signifies the Spirit of God, and we need the Spirit as the burning oil. We're going out to meet him, bearing a shining testimony, so we need the burning oil. The burning spirit. With the lamp, there is a vessel. The foolish ones have oil in their lamps, their spirits, but they do not have the extra portion of oil in their vessels, their souls. We should be in a situation of going out to meet him and bearing his testimony. For this purpose, we need more oil, more spirit, so we have to buy the oil. This extra portion of oil could never be given to you as a gift. You could never get it freely. You need to buy the oil. to accumulate a deposit of the extra portion of the Holy Spirit in your being is not an overnight job. To pick up things that become a constitution of your proper being is not a matter of one day or even one year. It is a matter of daily business for a lifetime. To be watchful does not mean only to watch for his coming. To be watchful is to prepare yourself every day by buying the oil. Our spiritual transformation is a daily and lifelong matter. Every day there should be some accumulation, some deposit of oil added to our being. We have not been that much in the proper exercise every day to exercise ourselves, even every minute, to buy the oil.